Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. You talk about a movie that is perfect for our audience. There's a great new movie out on Netflix, and it starts this weekend, as a matter of fact, Purple Hearts. And we've got two of the stars with us here, Sophia Carson and Nicholas Galitzine. Sophia, let me start with you. First of all, this is about one of those very famous, and we hear about it all the time, these military contract marriages. Had you known anything about that before you started filming?
Frankly, no, I did not know about it. So it was definitely, very interesting to read about. And the more that we learned about how common it was and that so many people do it, for healthcare, was quite fascinating to us, and also a really interesting premise for a love story. And also, it was based on, true occurrences, which is also exciting to bring something like that to life.
Absolutely. And it happens all the time. We talk about it on this show all the time. We're a nationally syndicated radio show for veterans and active duty military. And so this premise, in spite of their many differences, Cassie, a struggling singer-songwriter, and Luke, a troubled Marine. And isn't it always a troubled Marine? They agree to marry solely for military benefits, but when tragedy strikes, the line between real and pretend begins to blur. Nicholas, I really like this movie, and it brings out a lot of things that we talk about with veterans on the show all the time. What did you know about the military? Do you have any association with military kind of going into this?
Yeah, I come from a bit of a military family. My grandfather, my father's side actually was in the Navy, was a pretty high ranking member of the Navy, and actually worked for MI6.
Oh, wow.
As an undercover agent for many years. But in terms of the U.S. military, it was something that, I felt like I knew a small amount from the outside. But I think just something I really came to appreciate and understand in a different way, having done this movie, we had some incredible resources. James Devers, Timothy Kudo, both former Marines, were incredibly helpful in educating me and helping me, I hope, sort of portray this young serviceman in an accurate way. We were also very, very blessed to have a day filming in Camp Pendleton.
Right.
You can imagine as a young a Brit, no less, I was hazed, but also very much welcomed by the lads. We got to train, we got to work out with them, take some great photos. But that was a pretty special day for me as well.
Well, you nailed it. I mean, it's a great performance by both of you. And Sophia, what a great voice you have. And I understand too that you co-wrote this great song, "Come Back Home." Was co-written by you, right?
Yes, sir. I had the honor of co-writing the soundtrack with Justin Tranter, and this song in particular is, really, I think, captures the heart and soul of our movie. It's a moment in the film when we find our character, Cassie. She's in a contract marriage with a Marine, a man that she thought she could never love. And he's on the other side of the world fighting for our country. And she's terrified because, she's terrified for him, terrified for what she's feeling. And so she sings this song. And in those three words, "Come back home," I think she says everything that she's afraid to tell him. And it's such a powerful moment. I had the honor of performing it live at Oceanside, which is very much a military town.
Right.
And we had a real crowd. And I introduced "Come Back Home," and I said that I dedicated this song to the brave men and women fighting for our country. And the whole crowd just went into this beautiful, powerful roar. And I think that really took all of our breaths away.
Yeah, and I think everybody can relate to that so well, and that's why they appreciate this effort by you guys. Purple Hearts is on this weekend on Netflix. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you guys.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it, man.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.